So the girls are as excited about being the same as the boys are about topping each other. It's a different conversational ritual. And I would not be surprised, incidentally, that just as the little boys can't really hit a ball all the way up to heaven and up to God, if the second girl's mother and father perhaps don't wear contact lenses, but saying it is a way of saying, we're friends, we're the same. This anecdote has helped many men understand their little girls. So one man, again, came up to me after hearing my lecture and said, you know, this is something that had puzzled him. He had heard his little girl talking to her best friend, and the friend had said, I have a brother named Benjamin and a brother named Jonathan. And his little girl said, I have a brother named Benjamin and a brother named Jonathan, too. And she didn't. And he couldn't think why she would say such a thing. So hearing these examples, he understood that it's the very act of saying we're the same that shows your connection and solidifies your friendship for the girls, not necessarily for the boys. It's very funny. Actually, one of the cameramen that worked on the training video, Talking 9 to 5, when I went through this example, said this helped him understand his little girl. He had come home from work one day, and his little girl had said, Daddy, what did you do today? And he had said, oh, I was editing my video. And she said, I was editing my video, too. Her way of showing that she likes her daddy and she wants to be the same. One final example as to how this seems to fit with people's experience. One man wrote me a letter after having heard me give this presentation. He said that he had gone home to his family and had told his wife, and his two children were there too at dinner, and he had a little boy of about 6 and a little girl of about 4. And he told the story about the boys trying to top each other with how high they can hit a ball. And his little boy chimed in and said, I could hit it higher than any of them, Daddy. And his little girl said, I would hit it to you, Daddy. So you think, and this is another funny thing, too, that many girls and women listening to the boys think the girls are mean, putting each other down, being competitive. And many of the boys and men listening to little girls think that they're being goody-goodies, you know, little goody-two-shoes. Whereas both of them are just talking in ways that they have learned over time is the appropriate way to talk. So it's important to keep in mind, based on these examples, that being competitive and being cooperative are not two different things that are happening separately. They are two different things, but they're not happening separately. They're happening at the same time. So topping each other is a cooperative thing to do if you all agree that's the way to play. And being the same can actually be quite competitive. And I want to stress here that not all boys like the competitive ways that boys talk all the time, and not all girls like the ritual of being the same. So I've had one woman commented to me, for example, my women friends don't let you be different. So if my friend says she has a certain problem, and I say, gee, well, that's not a problem for me, she'll say, why are you putting me down? So it's a fascinating way that the showing you're the same and showing you're different can both be ways of creating connection or getting yourself in a one-up or a one-down position. So I said earlier that men are more attuned to the question, does this put me in a one-up or a one-down position? Women also can be concerned with, does this put me in a one-up or a one-down position? And it can, in fact, be a show of similarity that can seem to be a put-down. In fact, in that little videotape that I described where the two little girls are drawing with their magic markers and one girl says, the same, what she did physically when she said the same was she lurched over to the other girl and sort of nuzzled her head into her neck. And the second girl almost physically recoiled. You could see her kind of pulling away. So this is good to reinforce that it doesn't mean that all women want to be the same and all women want to be close. It just means that the closeness distance dimension is the one that they're focusing on. And the question that is overriding many of their conversations and interactions is the question, does this bring us closer or push us farther apart?